With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Nearly a week after a lithium-ion battery fire broke out at a plant in Moss Landing, local residents are still left with many questions about the health effects of the fire. KZU's Elena Neal Sachs has more.
Initial air quality monitoring reports have not shown dangerous levels of particulates or hydrogen fluoride, a poisonous chemical compound. But during a special meeting of the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday, many residents expressed concern. Heather Griffin is a member of the newly formed Moss Landing Fire Community Response Group. She and other residents noticed strange smells and tastes after the fire started.
There's a lot of contradicting information about this smoke. I live in Prunedale, and I have never had metallic taste in my mouth before.
Griffin and other residents are worried the data doesn't capture the full picture because some of the air monitoring sensors malfunctioned.
This technology is ahead of government's ability to regulate it and industry's ability to control it.
That's Monterey County Supervisor Glenn Church speaking after public comment during the meeting. The battery plant remains offline for now. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.
Also, Santa Cruz police are investigating an incident outside the downtown branch of the Santa Cruz Public Library that occurred on Monday. Emergency crews responded to reports of a person who was on fire. The person was transported to receive medical treatment. Officials have not released more information at this time. This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.